Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no need for that violence, now quiet. Just need some self-control. Quick to pick up a gun, yo, you need to slow your roll. Whoa, no, punk, yo, don't make me go and shake it. Too many cowards out here, and they thinking that they gangsters. We at war, they don't really want peace. I see y'all street thugging, cause y'all as bad as the police. Cause y'all killers, real. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all ain't trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police, y'all need to scatter. I ain't dying over petty, my black life matter, come on. So what the f*** is you wildin' for? Shots in the club with foe. When you see the police, right, you
come on.
I see the violence won't cease, so
I'm protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. Trying to get shot by you.
Yeah, yo, they quick to put you in a slammer. Police don't give a fair, shoot you on camera. They evil, and they treat you like a slow burner. Gotta duck them f***ing pigs, cause they getting away with murder. Check it, you can run, but you can't hide. Yo, I'm God, I ain't got no time for devilish vibes. Wicked minds don't not hunt, and they wanna clown me. Rest in peace, Amir Rice, and they wanna Mike Brown me. Ain't no justice in this country, and it never was peace. When you hear them f***ing sirens, that's the sound of the beast. They won't cease. They love to pick a fight with us. Illuminati cops out here blood sacrificing us, fighting us. Yo, it's hard to get out they sight. When I'm getting pulled over, I don't know if I'ma die tonight. Leave me alone, I had a sh** day. You ain't gotta break the law, they gon' f*** with your ass anyway. So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Come on.
You harassing me, cop, what for?
Run.
I'm protecting my black line.
I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Run.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
That's just how these things work. So anyway, number 10, Couture, KOUTURE, with a song called Let Us Breathe. Number 9, Fewin Tatis had a couple of nice releases over the past weekend. Number 8, Lord Land Films, International and Cleveland. International through Cleveland, Crazy D and Tracy. I should say world-renowned, our local legends, Crazy D. Number 7, Lowdown the Barbarian. Moving up, ATL to Cleveland. That's where their music has been being released through, so it's an international movement. Number 6, Lady Mistress, Hunting Season on YouTube. Number 5, Feeling. You can Facebook Jam Sessions Times or Jam Sessions X Belated. In quotation marks, that belated is 7/1/20. So that's Jam Sessions Times Belated 7/20, which will be Mitchell's Lounge, 24900 Euclid Avenue. That's Euclid Heights, Ohio. Arrogant is the host for the legendary Chop Shop Renegade Mount Olympus with DJ Chicago, also featuring EJ and the Animals, as well as Deion Davis. Now, number four spot, Black House Sounds, 15 new projects since COVID-19. YouTube, you can find them under Joseph P. Motley Jr. For all those songs, they'll just start ringing through one right after the other. Number 3, Queen Nana, Black People, about to be released on all digital platforms this weekend. Number 2, debuting Memorial Station Hump Riots for the 4 Black Lives Lost and honoring the Centennial Committee that rebuilt Hump after the riot will be this Saturday, July 18th. It'll be this Saturday, July 18th. At East 79th and Hub in Lexington Village, right there. And then we'll march over to Thurgood Marshall Rec Center, where we will hear from Don Friedman about the whole experience, hearing from somebody who was there through that time frame. Number 1 spot, moving up, Sheriff Troy, the Detox Listening Party. Let me tell you something. It was beautiful. You had about 3 Facebook Lives. You also had, in addition to that, Netflix DVD filming as well. You also had 2 interviews to happen. So the interview one was with Sheriff Troy. The other one was with Mama Porter. By Voice of Radio's own, we were both interviewed by Voice of Radio's own Queens Court Live on remote. Barbecue burgers and salsa tortillas were served to the guests. You had to do the social distancing. The Dialogue Center has held 100-plus people in there, but because of new regulations on restaurants, inside dining, I believe even bars and stuff like that, you have to be at 50% capacity, so you could only have 50 people in there. So you had Black House Sound, Open Mic, Art McCoy, Lady Prophet, Brother Shakespeare, Suave Gotti, Peter Corson, Major Taps, Dollar Rock. Plus, we play the best of Prince and Slade. Before I do anything else, go to the phone line of 216-400. I would like to start things off and say Naya Rivera, who found fame playing Santana Lopez on the hit series Glee, has died after going missing during a boat ride with her 4-year-old son. The Ventura County Sheriff's Department announced at a press conference the past Monday she died in the California lake, apparently drowned. So I just wanted to go and throw that one out there and let people know that the body was found. She found fame on a particular program of Glee. And also, I would like to look and see that John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston, passed. She died at age 57, breast cancer, yesterday morning. son, Jet, had passed around the age of 16 in 2009. Two other children left behind, married John Travolta in September of 1991. I believe Jerry Maguire was one of the movie roles that she played in. I'm going to at least take the time and go to the, well, before I go to the 216-400 phone number, because I know I better do certain things, because if I don't do it, I won't get to it. It's just the way it is sometimes for me, that I know what I need to do, and I don't get to do it all like that. So I need to let people know that if you are listening, Common Sense Radio, Sunday is 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on 330-1490 a.m. That's 330.newstalkcleveland.com. I happen to be the producer of that program. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Also, Twitter is Hot Workshop 2. So that's number one, the numeral one after Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Star Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Star Period. Facebook Jet and Explica. Facebook Keepspace Workshop Records. You can Facebook I Have a Superwoman Radio. Also at 3342music.com. OPN Radio is monthly to 6 people in Cleveland Standard Time. On wakeupradio.com, you can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy once again. And that webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook, but let's say that you can Facebook Black on Black Crime or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com, like we said earlier. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceandradio.com. Woo! You never know who we might have in the building. Next week will be very interesting because next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, we'll have Queen Nana with the black people jumping off on a major platform. Tomorrow, can't tell you who's coming on tomorrow. It would surprise you. And with that being said, let's go to 216-400. You've been so peaceful. 216-400, how are you doing out there? 216-400 going once. 216-400 going twice. 216-400 going thrice. I can appreciate this. My thing is, you can hang up. So whatever you were doing, you might have been watching Monday Night Raw. I would like to point out that earlier today, we'll go with today, because we were out at Cleveland Clinic earlier, Mike Steeles of SEIU fame. We also had not only Brother Mike, but Dennis Taylor of the XP Foundation, Father's Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army. We ended up going out to Cleveland Clinic. Now, the reason we went to Cleveland Clinic was simple. It was a simplistic move. The one reason why we were there was that at especially 9500 Euclid Avenue, if they make their profits in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Cleveland to the point they're known all over the world, yet they aren't offering free COVID-19 testing to the residents that live in the neighborhood, which is majority African-American residents. African-Americans have been disproportionately testing positive for COVID-19 at a much higher rate than any other demographics of people. So there you go. That's one of the reasons why we all ended up out there. My thing is this. We happened to play a few different things. So it's, before I even play Mike's message, since he's been out there and he'll be at the Oscar March this coming week at 12 noon on that Saturday, I'm going to play a track that a couple of people spoke about at the CD release. And that's not even the title of the album, but BDA. BDA for what proper people, the bourgeois people, and those, you can say BTA, beat they ass. Now, we had a problem with BDA out there, so it's on sale for all digital streaming tomorrow under the title Beat the Ass. But this is the song, the title, the B period, T period, A period, BDA. This is the song itself, BDA. Hey, I never thought I'd have to make a song where I say I agree with the police, the courts, and the judges, and others. But, hey, include the babysitters, because sometimes the babysitters have to take care of your children. So with that being said, let's listen.
A message from the police, the teachers, the courts, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass.
Okay,
child act up, whoop their ass.
In other words, I have a problem with some badass children. And let me tell you, ladies, I'm not against taking a woman with children. I just don't want to take a bunch of badass children in badass children. I was getting ready to get on a 12-foot soapbox, 12-foot stepladder for the soapbox, but I've been trained by the 2162 Carolina phone call because they would probably go out there and tell 696 child psychologists and everybody else that our quarterback needs to be boycotted. So with that being said, I'm going to go to 2209 because I was saved from the soapbox. How are you going up there?
I'm great, Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know, it's been a minute since I called in. Pandemic been rough, you know.
Right.
For both of my businesses. So, you know, I've just been trying to, like, do all I can to kind of, like, salvage what I got and make ends meet and stuff. You know, I did book a video for somebody, so that'll be talked about pretty soon. I ain't even going to release all of that just yet. It's going to be pretty good. That's coming up. It is some daylight at the end of the tunnel, so I just wanted to say that. I am now in between both of the businesses now, so I just wanted to call in, support the show, support the movement like I always do, and shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. You already know how I get down and everything like that, and for all those who are trying to see some videos or listen to some music, you can catch me at BLAQODESSY on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, IG, so... That's how we do it.
That's true. And I have to ask you, let me know some of the things that have kept you going, because there are a lot of people who are going through the same thing that you are right now. Some are able to handle it. Some have just fallen over. I'm going to ask you, how have you been able to maintain? Has it been an extra business plan, or that drive got into you, or what?
Well, it's a few principles that we all must have amongst each other. Rule one, respect. You know what I'm saying? Respect equals love. You know what I'm saying? And the way you feel love is through respect. So, you know, you want to make sure that you respect people's wishes, people's rules, people's thoughts, and their feelings. Two, I would like to say chemistry. Once you establish a level of respect with people, I think it's a must that you establish chemistry with people, because chemistry goes a long way that allows you to have ongoing business. It turns a person that's, I would say, a customer to a client when you establish chemistry. And then the third thing I would say was being authentic. You know, be as real and as real and as positive and passionate as you can about whatever that is that you're selling, or even if it is yourself and your drive that you're showing someone. You know, just being authentic in all ways possible about it. So even when it's right and even when it's wrong. So if it's wrong, you have to be just as positive and passionate about it to say how much you were wrong about it, you know, because that goes a long way too. And living by those three keys right there, I think you should establish a steady flow that allow, you know, good energy to come your way with those things.
Man, I appreciate that very much. I appreciate the phone call, and much respect to you, brother. And may you continue to navigate and build those two businesses back up.
Oh, I sure will, Al. And, you know, it's more yet to come on the music side, on the video side. And I got a lot of unfinished business to do with a lot of people. So just know once things start turning back around, I will be reaching my hand back out to all those people that's on the list. And you are one of them, too. So.
Man, I appreciate that very much. I do. And, hey, I think I will play attract, because one thing I can say, the way you've talked and delivered your life, it goes back to some of your music. So it's a good thing to hear back from you, brother.
Oh, it's great to hear from you as well, Al. Thank you so much.
No problem. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I get a chance to do one of my favorite things, and that is play something that I like very much. So why not? Because Black Odyssey, you know what it is.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Yeah. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look. Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme. Not to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, no matter, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, praying, but I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams. On a daily basis, little Chris 19 facing two murder cases with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah,
that the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, please keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, please keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
Hello, this is Mike Seals with the Workers' Justice Committee. I have lived in Cleveland for more than 50 years, and what I saw Monday night at Cleveland City Hall made me sick. Our heartless mayor, Frank Jackson, and his dishonest council president, Kevin Kelly, they confirmed for me they don't care about the people who live in our city. They are content to let us live in poverty with low-wage jobs and no hope for a better tomorrow. Just last year, they robbed us of our right to vote to raise the minimum wage in the city of Cleveland, and now they are giving away an estimated $88 million out of our pocket to a billionaire owner of the Cavs. If you are fed up with these backroom deals that only benefit the wealthy and the well-connected, then it's time to take action. We the people must raise up and hold Frank Jackson and Kevin Kelly accountable. We are stronger together and a powerful political force for change in our community. Join our movement by calling area code 866-900-8292. Again, that number is 866-900-8292.
The reason that I had to play Brother Mike Seals is because Brother Mike Seals was with us Well, we started off, we played the song from Black Odyssey, Keep Praying. Before I go to the 440-830 phone number, I played Mike Field because he was with us at the Cleveland Clinic protest earlier today. And also, I know he'll be there this same Saturday at the Memorial to the Huff Riots for the Four Black Lives Lost and honoring Centennial Committee that rebuilt Huff after the riot. That'll be this Saturday, July 18th at Huff, East 76th in Lexington Village. They'll go over to Thurgood Marshall Center. We'll hear from Brother Tom Friedman, who was there. I have something to give to Tom Friedman as well, that if you show up to the Black on Black Crime meeting this coming Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. sharp, at 15415 Chiplin Avenue, 44110. We have a petition for you to fill that says, due to persistent arbitrator bias in favor of police and the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we've underlined that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings, Committee for Social Justice. So it's something that we'll have on hand at the meeting. I also know that this coming Saturday, 12 noon, Huff Riot, we know where we need to be for that. Two people, a lot of us will be leaving the Thurgood Marshall Rec Center and make our way back to East 79th because it's 2 p.m. Angelo Miller, his mom, Alicia Kirkman, will remember him. Angelo Miller, cold-blooded, murdered by police, shot with his arms, hands in the air, no weapon, gun down. She's having a march starting from East 79th, one block over to where the murder happened, and then we will car caravan to the billboard that's demanding and asking for justice. So before I go to the 601 area code, I'm going to go to the 440 area code first. 440-830, how are you?
What's happening? Proprietor ENT on the line. This is Mr. Major Jacks. How you doing, Mr. Sheriff?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Awesome. Yeah, I wish I could have got out to that Cleveland Clinic protest today. I'm kind of tired of my work schedule, though. If I ain't had to work, I would have been out there today with y'all. Hey, I'm just calling in the line. Still constantly in the news and all the other nonsense going on. Yeah, I like what the one, what you played. Was that a recording of the guy, or was he actually on the line?
That was a recording of the guy.
I definitely gotta copy that number down again and stuff like that. Cause he's stating some facts about Frank Mary Jackson and the guy Kevin Kelly. You know, how's this guy getting all this money? You know what I mean? Basically get, being given to him. Stuff like that. That dude owns the Cavaliers and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That was a real statement right there. I mean, these so called billionaires and stuff get these basketball players playing on these plantations and stuff like that. That's basically what the basketball courts is. They're like plantations. They give them millions and stuff. They give them millions, make them feel like they, you know what I'm saying, big balling out here, like doing it like on their level, but at the same time, it's not. It's really sad. They really think this stuff is a modern-day slavery. They really think that us as black men, aboriginal men, are slaves to them still. So, like, a lot of this NBA stuff, I'm starting to get out of watching a lot of sports and NBA nonsense and stuff, especially the NFL and stuff, you know. So, back to what one of the other reasons why I'm on the line today is because today is a special day because, you know, Brother Almighty FX. Hello?
Hello? All right.
Yeah, Brother
Mike,
right. Brother Almighty FX, today he just dropped his mixtape. And also, today is his birthday.
Okay.
So, yeah, so get some time. Anybody out there listening right now, get some time. Check out his mixtape compilation. It's called 2020 Vision. It's on YouTube. It's free. You know, so all you got to do is click and subscribe.
Okay.
Show some love. Hit that, click button. Just don't view it. Hit that click button, you know. So basically, support this young brother because he has a lot of good conscious, you know what I'm saying, points he talks about in his mixtape. It just ain't no regular mixtape. He get into his thoughts, you know, on here and stuff like that, you know, on the issues he addressed. So support brother, you know, Proprietor EMT, affiliate, you know what I'm saying, team partner, you know what I mean, artist, basically, you know, Proprietor EMT artist, you know what I'm saying, doing it for his big mixtape, you know, so, for sure, you know, some support, y'all.
Gotcha.
So, I'm going to just say, yeah, everybody, just keep y'all, just keep on with the fight for real, and start doing a lot of y'all research on some of this other stuff, like they got, like some of these movements and organizations they got going on that's actually hoax and stuff like that. And I ain't about to finish going to names, but just do your research, because like a lot of stuff I'm finding out is nonsense. So, with that, much love, Cleveland, or around the world. All right.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate you for calling in.
Yep.
Us too.
Yep.
All right, tough enough to go on the line. We should have something for you. And thanks again.
All right, appreciate it.
And that, no problem. I appreciate him. That brother was mentioned earlier at that listening party for the past week. And of course, everybody now knows that top that 2020 vision. From the Almighty FX, I appreciate the fact that he called in, but I'm looking at my phone line, and since somebody else took the time with a 601 area code, I'm going to say 601 with a 513. How are you doing out there, and what brings you to the phone line?
Well, hello, Brother Al. This is Michael D. Landon. I'm president of Canada, running for president in 2020. Want to say hi to everybody that's out there listening. And one to let everybody know that no matter that our government has let us down, still wear your mask, wash your hands, social distance. That is the only way that we can defeat this virus right now until we have an ultimate plan to defeat this virus overall. And that's the only way we can get our economy back going. So, again, thank y'all for letting me be on.
I hear you. And with that being said, how do you feel people are taking to your candidacy? Because the one thing I've noticed that I like is that you never went or stopped being about your message. You have been very consistent with it.
Well, yeah, for a year and a half, I announced 2 weeks after the midterms in 2018 in November, because I knew that the American people are missing unity. It's missing a sign of a foundation of where we can stand on to unify on. But we use color and party and ideologies that are from the past. And we're not from that era. We're from our era. And we have to create what we have here now. And it's going to take all of us. And we have to look beyond color in order to do so. This election, for me, you know, it's not like I ever wanted to get into politics or anything like that. I just got tired of the same old people claim that they're new.
Right.
Who claim that they're for the people. But if you were for the people, why the hell we're still complaining about the same thing, even for African Americans? And we need a real change. And then throughout the history of the presidency, it's always been a common man, not a rich man, not a businessman, not a politician, but a common man, one of us, someone who's been through the struggle, who's been through the pain, the mire, the muck, and come out shining than a brand new penny. And saying that there is a way to come together, and I've done that with my black and white family, the Landon family. And I figured, I'm like, well, hell, if I can get these black and white people together with no proof saying we're family, and turn out we were, then I can come to the American people without no proof saying that I can be president. But later on, if you give me the opportunity, then you know I'm the right man for the job. When it comes to the right man for the job, well, I'll let you ask some questions. Go ahead. I'm sorry. situation.
Oh, no, I like where it was going, because for the man, she's talking about the unity, what drives you. I'm going to ask you, how do you see America in the next, I will say, not even 4 years, 2 years, if we elect and re-elect Donald Trump? How do you see America?
I don't see America. I see with this virus automatically it's about this year. We have to make a decision now, here and now. We don't have to wait till November to remove Donald Trump, to vote him out. Then you got to wait till January if he peacefully removed or walk away, which he won't. So the only option that we have here is to remove him by evidence of the highest crime that any president has committed. That's where my story comes in at. That's the reason why for over a year and a half I've been consistent and persistent in my messaging and how we should come together as Americans and what happened to me between me and Donald Trump. Now, I understand that people didn't take my candidacy seriously because it's not a normal thing where someone like me off the streets, you know what I'm saying, that knows
right.
streets, but no government, but know what we're supposed to be united, black people, white people, all of us. So I knew it was a high climb, but when Donald Trump came after me, that told me something about who I am. You know,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was just basically, you know, I was going to go out there and start talking and whatever, but I found out more about my family history, about George Washington, Robert E. Lee. I'm kin to those people. He knew about that and got scared. So I knew if I just stayed on message, you put the blinders on, don't worry about the negative. Just worry about what positively you can do and bring out what Donald Trump was afraid of me of. He was afraid of a black man to come out there and talk about unity and bringing white people and black people together. Many people call me Obama Jr. Thank you very much. But I'm Landon Man. That's all I can be. I'm glad to be myself. But overall, yeah, I believe with America in 2 years, I would say this. If Donald Trump got elected, reelected in 2 years, there will be no America. It wouldn't be the same America. I mean the voting, you know, how our protections of voting has diminished. I mean, it diminished during the second term of Obama. They did that knowing that a Republican, they probably cheat for a Republican to get in there, which did happen. And don't get me wrong, I'm not negating the millions of people that voted for Trump. I say most of them were confused and lost. Some of them were racist just like him. But overall, with him, we would not be here. If Joe Biden becomes president, 2 years later down the road,
yes.
I believe, yeah, we won't have the same problems as, you know, we had with Donald Trump. But what Donald Trump left and Republicans will still remain. The hatred, the fear, the Democrats are anarchists and, you know, we want to, you know, kill babies. Be friends with ISIS and be terrorists. But the whole thing is that it's just fear. It's a fear tactic. And
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump knows this. So the only way that we can defeat him is you got to share my story about him. LandonHamCase.com. LandonHamCase.com. We have to get it out into the news. The FBI will not release the story. The Secret Service came to my house and confirmed it. I wish they gave me the paperwork. If they did, you would have known the story before I would have told you.
Sure. That's true. As a matter of fact, I appreciate that.
But with Joe Biden, let me just answer this question. With Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't be able to handle a race situation, to heal
mm.
from race.
Got you.
But with Latin half a president, we have a good damn shot at doing it. Good damn shot.
And see that website once again.
LandonHamCase.com. That's Landon a plane, and then going ham case, CASE.com. It has been confirmed with the Secret Service, but the FBI, this is the first time the FBI and the Secret Service has ever been in conflict when it comes to a presidential candidate who's been threatened by the actual president. Now, early on, people didn't believe me. Okay. I didn't believe my damn self either, but I know that helicopter over there on 7th and Kinsman, those military helicopters. Now, if anybody ever over there on 7th and Kinsman was around on December 10th, 2018, that night, if anybody remembers that night, and you seen all those military helicopters,
right.
That was me. That was Trump. So we need to get that story out. We can remove him out before my birthday in September.
Okay. Let's
make that
a go.
We got to make that a goal, Cleveland. Cleveland and the world, we got to come together. You got Cleveland's own running for president and been consistent. And I wish I was out there, with the pro. I did a few of them, but I had to be, trying to make sure that, since Donald Trump is after me, I have to be very careful. Very careful.
That's right. Right.
Very careful. And as we see now how the president's been acting, I mean, I kind of think my story would make some kind of sense now. I mean, come on. It doesn't take. I mean, come on. This virus is man-made. It's
right.
Just weird. But go ahead.
Sorry. No, before I go to the period code, it's called, I need you to at least give me a good wise people push your and vote for you starting now.
The only reason I would say, I mean, there are many. I mean, from economic development to make sure that African Americans are equally as privileged to economically grow. We had Black Wall Street. I'd like to see that all over the country. And we did it before. We could do it again. I believe in equal justice. I believe if you got the same amount of drugs or whatnot as a white person, you get the same punishment. You kill somebody, you get the same punishment. I believe that police officers should be held to account fully. They should have psych evaluations first and foremost. I don't care about their physicality or their school or whatever. What's in your mind? How do you feel about people? Are you a people
right.
person? So, I mean, those, we don't have to shut down the police because I'm not going out there and, getting shot up and there's 50 gunshots going off in Chicago. I mean, these police officers are great, great people, and we gotta look out for them. But at the same time, we gotta read out the bad people. So overall, I'm for the people, of the people, and by the people. I'm one of you, and I rather trust somebody, one of us, that makes some kind of sense, and got some kind of background, and got some kind of proof about bringing whites and blacks together, than any of these people that are talking right now. Because all they're thinking about is my time. It's my time. No, it's the American people's time. It's for blacks and whites and Asians and Indians. All of us. We're all Americans. Let's start acting like it. That's our tax money. Why we gotta give it to the rich? They gotta pay their fair share. If you're gonna take advantage of what this country has been blessed with, and then choke the people that work hard to build it, that's not what Landon Hamper President is gonna be putting up with. We're gonna make a definite big change. We're not gonna follow the trends of Clinton and Bush and Obama and all that. We can learn from it, but we ain't gotta do it. This is our time. This is our moment, and this is. Our opportunity to make real change happen. And I ask for your support.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you, and may you continue to stay successful, keep your head up, and keep pushing forward. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Y'all stay blessed. Stay safe.
Likewise. As I move on, and I look at the 678 area code with the 650, this ought to be very interesting. How are you doing this evening? 678, 650 going once, going twice, going thrice. One thing I love about it is you already know if you were just calling in to listen, you got you an earful, and I can appreciate that. If you were calling in to take part, you know we're going to come through and see what might be on your mind because without you, there's no program. As a matter of fact, when a presidential candidate brings up a strong point, he did say social distancing, wear your mask, he said wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real dangers, still go outside.
80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why I make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus. God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survived those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting?
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting?
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out?
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax? NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player?
What player?
Come on now. While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3-3-4-2.
Interesting that that song was done around March 13th and really didn't realize how much more deeper it was going to be. Speaking of deep, I want to at least go back to a couple of things that have happened where you had 2 weeks ago. Two Saturdays ago in the city of Cleveland, you had 23 people shot on July the 4th and July the 5th. That was just interesting. You had that happen, and there was a joint statement that came out from Mayor Frank Jackson, as well as the Director of Public Safety, Kerry Howard, and Police Chief Calvin D. Williams. It said, and I quote, from all three of them, gun violence and violence crime is on the rise. This holiday weekend specifically the city of Cleveland has seen a large number of incidents involving shootings, and tragically, 3 people were killed. There's no excuse for this violent activity, and police are actively pursuing the perpetrators. We remind citizens to do their part. If you see something, say something. Anyone with crime tips is asked to call police. Anonymous information can be provided via Crime Stoppers by calling 216-25-CRIME. Now, my thing is, I don't want to just play around or anything, but on my, I guess from the topics that we talked about earlier, maybe I should say my particular standpoint on everything is that what we do, what we see, is that we have welfare for billionaire team owners. Welfare for billionaire team owners. But we won't put the money around our citizens, which should be paramount. It should be. So next time you see protesters or other people getting out there and talking about that, saying, hey, no corporate welfare for billionaires, or you see us out there handling certain situations, just know that if you don't invest in your residents the right way, you'll have crime at a high price. Just this morning, you had 2 men killed off of East 124th of St. Clair. I won't say this morning. It seemed like it happened mid-morning. So I just wanted to tell people, whatever you invest in, it starts at the top. I'm going to put this on and just say that we do need to be HTA. Hold them accountable once they're in office. Go to the meetings. Let them know if you're not going to do what's necessary, we won't work with you. I'm going to put this on for a little while. Just because. Emax the Image, his Sade cover. And as we head out, just take the time that once you vote somebody in, watch what they do and don't be afraid to find their phone numbers, call, visit the office. And if you don't feel like you're being heard, and you have other neighbors and people in your area who wish to be heard, join with them and make sure you're heard together. Don't keep selling for the same old, same old.